Thank you for the invitation to be part of your broadcast for the Youth Fellowship. And I want to turn your attention tonight to Paul's letter to the Ephesians and to the chapter 5. And here in Ephesians chapter 5, there's just a few verses I want to read. First of all, at the very beginning of the chapter, and then moving down to the verse 15. But in Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour." Then down in verse 15, Paul continues, "See then, that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And we'll end our reading there at verse 17, knowing that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. And it's particularly the verse 16 I want to draw your attention to this evening, because in verse 16 Paul wrote, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." We'll seek the Lord just for a moment in prayer and ask for that help, even in the preaching of God's word. Heavenly Father, we thank thee this evening for thy word. We thank thee thy word is truth. And we thank thee, no matter what our upbringing may be, no matter what our background may be, no matter what our age group may be, we thank thee thy word has a message for us. And we pray for all who will hear thy word at this time, that thou wilt speak to every heart as thou dost see the need, that thou wilt give me help now, and we pray that thy word will be that speaking, living word to each of our hearts, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Apostle Paul, writing here to the church at Ephesus, give this particular exhortation that we've already mentioned, that we want to focus in upon, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, if you go back to the very beginning even of the Word of God, to the book of Genesis, God's Word begins with that verse which says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And of course, the very fact we read "in the beginning" reminds us that there was a time in God's great purpose, God who has always existed, when he began time, when he created this world. And God chose in his great purpose to take 6 days in which to create this world, and then to rest on the seventh day. And of course, that's why we have a seven-day week. God is the one who not only created the world, God is the one who created time. And of course, the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, the chapter 10 and verse 6, reveals to us that a day will come when there will be time no longer. And of course, as we go about our daily lives, they are governed in so many ways by time. There is a time to be at a certain place. There is a time to leave that place. There is a time to do the different things that come across our pathway in life. Sometimes people feel they have not enough time to do all that they intend or plan to do. For others, because of their circumstances, it seems to them that time drags on, as it were. But I want us to come and consider what the Apostle Paul, as he was moved by God to write these words, had to say about time. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. How does this verse speak to us today? How does this verse speak to you today as a young person? Well, I want us first of all to consider the times in which we live. When Paul wrote these words to the church at Ephesus, he said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The days are evil. In other words, the majority of people living at that time were living in a manner and in a way which could be described as evil. In other words, they were sinners and they lived and behaved according to their sinful natures. And of course, as you read through the letter, you will discover that Paul mentioned many different sins. In fact, he reminded God's people to whom he wrote of what they had been before their conversion, what they had been by nature. And yet now, of course, God had intervened in their lives. God had saved them. God had changed them. God had enabled them to turn from sin, to turn from an evil life, to trust in Christ for salvation, and therefore their lives were changed. And in those familiar words in chapter 2 and the opening few verses, Paul could write to these believers, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." We're in time past, so he's looking back in their lives. In time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. And he went on to speak of how God had made them alive in Christ, brought them from being spiritually dead to being alive in Christ. And therefore, their lives were changed. Their lives were different. But they were living in evil days. And we fast forward all these years later to us now in the present day. And surely we can say the same about our day. The days are evil. All mankind are still born into this world as sinners. And therefore it's natural to live in a sinful manner until God in his mercy and grace intervenes in our lives, saves our souls, and changes us. Of course, even when we're saved by God's grace, although the power of sin is broken and our lives are changed, we still sin. We still fail. But if we are truly saved, sin and failure will grieve us. When Paul was writing another letter in the New Testament, this time to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he wrote again to Timothy about really the days being evil. And he wrote in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Dangerous times shall come. Times which are dangerous from a physical perspective and also with regard to our spiritual well-being. And he went on to list the sins that do mark mankind. He began, "Men shall be lovers of their own selves." And as he went down the list in verse 4, at the end of the verse, he wrote of men being lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You see, at the root of sin is a wrong attitude to God. All our sin is against God. And of course, the outworking of sin means we also sin against others. And it talks in that list about disobedient to parents. Evil days, the times in which we live. In that same second letter of Paul to Timothy, and the chapter 4, and the verse 3, Paul wrote, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." People will not endure the truth. He declared in verse 4, "They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." The days in which we live are evil. There are so many temptations to sin, temptations to waste time. The times in which we live, Paul would highlight to us, and we would seek to highlight in your attention tonight. But in the second place, we see here in Ephesians 5 and 16, not only the times in which we live, but we want to think for a moment about the time we have. Paul says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Not only the times we live in, the days are evil, but the time which we have. When Paul gives the exhortation to be redeeming the time, this means, of course, to make wise use of all our time. Wise use of every opportunity to do good and to glorify God. It means we must recognize the value of our time and therefore make good use of our time. The time we have in life, in the light of eternity, is brief. James, in his letter, asks the question, what is your life? And he gives the answer. It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. When Paul was writing to the Corinthians, he wrote, the time is short. Each of us have a time upon earth appointed by God, and none of us know how much time we have left upon earth. In Job chapter 14, it is revealed to us that we are of few days. Our days are determined. God has appointed bounds that we cannot pass. In the book of Ecclesiastes, in the chapter 3, it is pointed out to us that to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. And obviously in between the time of birth and the time of death, time to do many different things. When we think of the Lord Jesus during his time here upon earth as the God-man, as he went about his public ministry, he himself was conscious that he was only here upon earth for a limited time to accomplish the great purpose his Father had sent him into this world for. And there was that occasion that he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Therefore, we must say that time is precious. It is a gift from God. And we will give account to how we use our time. Like Moses in Psalm 90, in the verse 12, we ought to pray to God, so teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. There is the temptation when you're young to think you have much time ahead, and yet none of us know how many days we have. That is why when it comes to the matter of the salvation of our souls, the Word of God emphasizes that now is the accepted time. There is the exhortation today, if ye will hear God's voice, harden not your heart. And once we are saved, now is the time to live for God. And so Paul here, as he penned these words, redeeming the time because the days are evil, what he wrote to God's people in Ephesus all those years ago is just as up to date for us tonight. Just as up to date for you tonight. Because the message is still very applicable. The days, or the time in which we live, the days are evil. The time which we have. And that brings us then to consider how time is to be redeemed. This is the message Paul is sounding forth in this particular text. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. In the verse that comes before and the verse that comes afterwards, there is an emphasis upon being wise. Verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. If we're saved, we're not to live in a way which is foolish. We are to be wise. We have been made wise unto salvation. We are to become more like Christ, the one who is all wise. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. It is the will of the Lord that we are to be those that are redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The unconverted may waste their time, but if we are saved, we are to redeem the time. That is, we are to buy up every opportunity and make wise use of every opportunity to do good and to glorify God. After all, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Again, if you are listening and watching and you're unsaved, and we think of redeeming the time, God's word says that we are to seek the Lord while He may be found. We are to call upon Him while He is near. You are to grasp the opportunity to turn from sin and trust Christ as Savior. The hymn writer said, be in time. Be in time while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry may be too late, be in time. But once we are saved, we are to redeem the time. From this perspective, everything that we do in life, all of our time, while there's a time to rest and there's a time to work and there's a time for leisure and so on, through it all, we are to redeem the time by buying up every opportunity, taking every opportunity to do good and to glorify God. The hymn writer said, take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Take time to be holy when the world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. We need to take time every day as believers to read and study the Word of God, to meditate upon it. That is certainly redeeming the time. We need to take time to pray each day. And of course, even during the night hours, maybe on occasions when we're unable to sleep, the time can be given to meditate upon the Word of God and to seek the Lord in prayer. We can pray for opportunities to witness. And when the opportunities arise, grasp the opportunity, redeem the time, and use the opportunities that God sends our way to be a witness for Him, to share the gospel with others. You know, Paul set a great example of this in Acts chapter 17 and the verse 16. On that occasion when he was waiting for Silas and Timotheus at Athens. And we're told in Acts 17 in the verse 16 that while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. And he grasped the opportunity. And we read of how he disputed in the synagogue with the Jews, in the market daily with them that met with him. And of course, he witnessed to them of Christ and the way of salvation. We're to take every opportunity to be a witness for the Lord. And even in these particular days when at this time we're not able to meet in the house of God as once we were, so we're unable to invite people to come into the house of God. Yet, of course, we can invite others to watch on what is being broadcast by means of the internet and so on. And when the opportunity comes again, when we're able to come to the house of God to invite others, take every opportunity to be under the sound of God's word. In Galatians chapter 6 and 10, again it was Paul who was writing, and really he was writing about redeeming the time and about serving God by serving others. And he wrote, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Maybe you feel that you have wasted time in the past. Well, make up for it now by putting your time in the present to do that which is glorifying to God. One of my favourite hymns sounds out the challenge of redeeming the time. And it simply says, I have only one life on this earth, and as vapour it's passing away, I must labour for treasures of worth ere toil ends at the close of the day. Only one life to give, I could never withhold it from God. Only one life to live. I must not miss the whale done of God. Let me encourage you to meditate upon these words, to pray over them, and to be a doer of God's word, and to determine by God's grace that you will be one of those who is redeeming the time, because the days are evil.